Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and on our KGLO live line, we do have Brian Hanif with us from Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health, and it's our weekly visit. Brian, how are you doing this week?
Oh, doing all right. We're back at it again this week. You know, just trying to do what we can to make an impact.
Well, and let's start with our, you're talking about making an impact. You had a bigger number of vaccinations available this week. Tell us how that process went on Monday.
Well, we did. Again, last week we received notification from the state of Iowa, the Iowa Department of Public Health, and the governor's office that we would receive a consistent allocation of vaccine again this week. And so last week we had received late in the week about 800 doses of vaccine. We received an additional 800 doses this week. And so we always hold back just a small number of those vaccines to put out to our tier one group. Again, the governor has asked that we go and provide vaccine to both our tier groups and also our over 65 group. We elected to put most of those vaccines out to the over 65 group. So we had about 1,100 doses that were available through our website for sign up, and then we had another 300 doses that were available through our call-in center yesterday. Those were split between our Wednesday clinic and our Friday clinic, and they went rather rapidly.
Well, and again, for those people that don't understand it, by that online sign-up allows it to go quickly. That's the reason you're using that.
Yeah, the online sign-up is is certainly a way that creates a method which a lot of people can get signed up in a short period of time, and that's exactly what happened. Again, we had 1,100 doses, and they were gone in, I'll just say, less than 5 minutes. And some can question whether or not that's really possible, and I would argue that it's absolutely possible. It's just like you and I had talked. I mean, how does a pop star or a rock band sell out a 80,000 person venue in a matter of 2 minutes? It's doable because there's that many people who are all simultaneously trying to log in and access the same opportunity, and that's what happened yesterday, and it will likely continue to happen because, again, we're in a situation where there is very, very high demand and very low supply, and so that's just what we're dealing with.
Did you see that same high demand with the call center portion of it?
We did. There, a lot of people had said that they tried to call in for a long period of time and got nothing but busy signals. I have no other response other than to say those who do get through, it's just a matter of luck or chance. And so it's a matter of one person in our call center who's taken a call, hangs up and the phone immediately rings. It happens to be that one person or that caller who is lucky enough to get through. And so we took calls for right around 2 hours yesterday, and we filled up those 300 slots. Again, that went rather quickly. What we did this time that was different than last week was we added another 5 people to handle those calls. So we actually had 10 people who were doing scheduling versus just 5. And again, that went much better. And this time we did not schedule any boost doses. Last time we were trying to do boost doses and prime doses, and this time it was just much simpler when we're just following up with our prime doses.
Brian, and again, you're going to do Wednesday and Friday this week, and that is at the old Sears store location on South Federal in Mason City. Maybe you can walk through that process again for everybody that may have that opportunity this week or future weeks. What's it like arrival and going through that whole process there?
Yeah, so I mean, it really flows very well. I'm very proud of the work that my team and our community partners and our community volunteers. It's been amazing, the support that we've gotten. But when people show up there, people will walk in the front door, and this is toward the north end of the building. The south end is where all of our volunteers enter and sign in and then make their way over to the north side of the building. People will go in the north entrance. It's clearly labeled. It's just below the sign. Once people go in, they'll see a welcome table. Somebody will be there just confirming that you do have an appointment. Once that is confirmed, they will send you over to the registration table. At the registration table is where people will provide an identification validating their age. Once their age is validated, they will go through the sign-in process where we just confirm some of the information that they enter. We print off a form for people to then take through the process. They will then make their way over to they do a couple confirmation tables to make just double check all of your information. And then the vaccine is administered, literally takes just a couple of minutes by either a doctor or a nurse. Again, that's either our staff or there's quite a few volunteers. Once people are done there, a change that we made in the clinic is that people then go from their vaccine, they receive their vaccine, then they go over to another table where they actually sign up for their boost dose. Again, we've tried to make the process more simple. So when people leave the clinic after their first shot, they have a registered time for when they come back and receive their boost dose, their second dose. It's basically 28 to 30 days. Usually it's not going to be any sooner than 28 days. We schedule that, then we ask people to go sit down in a chair. We've got to make sure that people don't have a reaction to the vaccine, so we have them sit there for, we want them in the building 15 minutes after they get their shot. Some of that time now is standing in line, getting your reschedule for your boost dose. But we have people stick around for 15 minutes, and then people are allowed to go ahead and leave. So, the process is pretty seamless. It's pretty easy. We do have a lot of materials there that people can pick up and hear about and read about our other programs that we've got going on in public health and that sort of thing. But again, we feel pretty happy with the whole process, how we get people in and out. Usually takes less than 30 minutes.
Any new information that you can tell our listeners this morning, again, as we continue to move forward week to week to week through this process?
Yeah, what I'll tell people is for the month of February, we've been pretty much assured that our weekly allocation will remain the same. And so my primary talking point for this week is that we recognize that we run out of vaccines very, very quickly. But the thing I want to tell people is they've got to remain vigilant. They've got to stay on trying to get in to get a vaccine. It really is, again, a game of or a situation of chance and luck, maybe. So people got to keep trying to get through. We'll have more vaccines, likely going to be following the same days, Wednesdays and Fridays next week. It should be, we anticipate, about another probably 600 to 700 doses that will be made available to those over 65. So we should be putting out that notification here later this week. And we should have another 800 doses at the end of February, the last week. We don't know what March is going to look like. There's been no guarantees or promises there. But I'm just passing along to everyone, please just be patient. Please keep trying. Don't give up. Those people over 65 who are finding it to be rather daunting to get in, you will get in. We will get you taken care of. And I would also stress to people that if there are other clinics happening around the area, around the region, or around the state, go ahead and try to reach out to them. Try to get into a clinic wherever you can get it. There are other agencies that are also administering vaccines, so take advantage of that. Hy-Vee will be coming on board here in the near future. I don't know exactly when, but there should be clinics that will begin being set up throughout the state, and try to get in with the Hy-Vee location and get your vaccine that way. They will be disseminating or distributing Pfizer vaccine, which will require that you go back in 21 days, not 28 days, for your boost dose. Doesn't matter. Get your vaccine wherever you can get it. So I'm just stressing, we will have more vaccines. If you happen to get on the schedule, Tim, and people find a vaccine sooner at another location, please just pick up the phone and give us a call. Call the health department, 421-9300. Let us know that you found another appointment or you did get a vaccine and you're going to pass on your appointment here. That frees up appointments that we can otherwise try to schedule for other people who might need it. The last thing I want to stress is the governor made a move this last Friday where she has removed her mask mandate. I don't agree with that, and I think it's not the thing to do right now. Although our numbers are down, that's great. I do think that we need to stress as a community, as a public health entity, that we need to stay vigilant. We need to continue to wear those masks. We need to continue to physically isolate one another from others. We need to keep our distances, wash our hands, stay home if we're sick. Now is not the time to stop wearing masks, especially with the new variant that's out there. There's several new variants out there. The UK variant we know is already in Iowa. So please, people, gotta stay on point and make sure that you're wearing your masks and keeping your distance. Don't let your guard down. We've got a long way to go on vaccines, and now is not the time to step back.
And I've heard people that are even told after they get this vaccine to continue to wear the mask too, correct?
That is correct. Again, there's still a lot of learning that's happening with this virus, especially as there's new variants. The question is whether or not the variants are more contagious. They may or may not make you more sick. Again, that jury's still out. But we're trying to minimize the spread to those people who have not already gotten the vaccine. Or the illness, for that matter. So just because you get the vaccine, both doses, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can't spread the virus. You may not get sick or get very sick, but you may still be able to spread it. So we're asking people, continue to wear your mask. I mean, until we get more science behind this and more data, we got to stay on point for this. And so mask mandates, whether or not the governor is mandating it formally, it needs to happen and people need to wear their masks. So, for at least the near future, I'm saying at least for 2021, we're probably going to be wearing masks.
Brian, it's always great to have you every Tuesday morning. We appreciate you taking your time and to visit with us. And if there's anything else that pops up, certainly let us know. We're happy to get the word out for you.
Yeah, we'll do. Thank you again, Tim. We always appreciate you and the help that you provide us with getting messages out. So have a great day, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Take care, Brian. Thank you, sir.
Bye now.
That's Brian Hanif with us with the Cerro Gordo County Department of Public Health on AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and all of North Iowa.